All right, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Sunday night Business Builders call. I know we're probably in the height of it, watched it, but imagine we're at the tail end of the Super Bowl. So a lot of people are choosing to watch that. I'm sure they'll be joining us during the call. But I was thinking about what I was going to talk about this evening. And, you know, of course, all the hype for the Super Bowl, everybody's Super Bowl this, Super Bowl that, and everything. And I started to think about it. I did a post on Facebook, and kind of a long story, but when I was 8 years old, I was national champion of pump, pass, and kick, and I go on eBay, and I see a original press photo from the Houston Chronicle that had my picture in it when I was 8 years old. I grew up in Houston, and that's where I lived at the time, and I just thought, you know, what are the odds that I would go in and search pump, pass, and kick Brian McClure, and this photo would show up, and it was available. It cost $20. Of course, I bought it. And I started thinking about back then, you know, back as a kid, and I was really big into sports. You know, I love football, love baseball, love basketball, played them all. And I started thinking about the Super Bowl, you know, and we got the GOAT Tom Brady, you know, who's, you know, some people think the greatest all-time quarterback ever in the history of the NFL. And, you know, he leaves the Patriots, they fall apart. He comes to the Bucs, they're up and rising. And my guess is he's going to, I don't know what the score is, but my guess is they're going to win the Super Bowl. But anyway, the versus the kid, you know, Mahomes, who won it last year for the first time, and I'm sure has several Super Bowl victories if they put the team around him in his future. And some think he may stay healthy and become the greatest of all time. So I started thinking about all these great stars and back when they were kids and they were playing peewee ball and you know, they had a love for the game, you know, to go from childhood playing peewee ball going all the way to, you know, the even getting in the NFL, even being on a taxi squad in the NFL. I mean, it's a fraction of 1%. Of the kids that ever played football. And I started thinking about all the disappointments they had over the years, you know, maybe not getting selected for the all-star team or getting selected for the travel club versus the club that just played locally. Or, you know, I know Dax Prescott is a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys currently, grew up in Monroe, Louisiana, and grew up always dreaming to go play at my alma mater and the team I love in college football, LSU. And he was offered a scholarship, but he was told he wouldn't play quarterback at LSU. And I can't imagine the disappointment of growing up ever since he was a little kid, as a, you know, going all the way through high school in Louisiana, thinking he's going to go play for the big state university, wanting just, you know, bleeding purple and gold. And when he was told he wouldn't be playing quarterback at LSU, I think it was defensive back, I don't remember what position they're going to move him into, ended up going to Mississippi State and becoming the greatest all-time quarterback ever at Mississippi State. And, of course, went on to, you know, great career in the NFL. But you think about those sorts of disappointments that occurred to all these players that are now at the pinnacle of what every school-age kid in America that plays football dreams of, is playing in the Super Bowl for the world championship. You know, there is no higher honor than to play in the Super Bowl and you know, the Super Bowl championship ring, or even the runner-up ring is quite an honor. And I started thinking about that and all the disappointments, and then all the kids that you know, had the talent and the ability, but, you know, got distracted. You know, I was recruited in high school by Georgetown University, not for football, but for basketball. And I went on the recruiting trip, and they said, you know, that year they had recruited a Mr. Basketball out of New York City, a kid by the name of Al Dutch. And, you know, and they showed me films of this guy. It was just unbelievable ball player in high school, and that they only had one college scholarship left. And, you know, they felt like Al Dutch was going to come to Georgetown. And, so I didn't get offered a scholarship there. Al Dutch got involved in drugs, and, you know, one of the greatest all-time talents I've ever watched film of in basketball coming out of high school, you know, just fell apart, you know, for you know, the evil that drugs done. So what, you know, whether it's drugs or a non-supportive parent or financial reasons or just distracted, you know, I mean, there's some potential players that could have played in the NFL that fell in love, and all of a sudden girls were more important than football. So who's playing in the NFL? And more importantly, who's playing at a championship level in the Pro Bowl or at like a Super Bowl? You know, it's the people that stayed focused. It's the people that never, no matter what the disappointment was, didn't get selected for the All-Star team, didn't get to play the position they wanted to play. You know, whatever it may be, whatever that disappointment was, you know, lost it their sophomore year to somebody else for the starting position and was a backup. You know, they could have quit, but they stayed on, they worked hard, they got better, and they got the starting position the next year. So no matter what the disappointment was, those athletes that are playing in that game tonight are the ones that stayed the most focused. They stayed the most dedicated. You know, they knew what they wanted, and they weren't going to let anything get in the way. Maybe a coach that didn't like them personality-wise, so they put them on the second team. Maybe somebody that just overlooked their talent, didn't select them to the All-Star squad. Whatever disappointment occurred, whatever occurred in their career, they kept forging forward and forging forward and forging forward and forging forward, and they crashed through the barriers. They didn't care what it was, you know. Well, maybe they went to a Division III school. You know, there are a lot of great players in the NFL came out of Division III or Division II schools. You know, they didn't care that a Division I school didn't give them a college scholarship offer. They did what they had to do to play the game that they loved to play and to ultimately win and put themselves in a position for a world championship. And so my question to you, as you think through that analogy and you look within yourself, is, are you doing the same thing to put yourself where you want to be financially? You know, and I'm not talking just about ambient energy. Of course, that's what we all have in common. And certainly I'm addressing your focus and your dedication to your ambient energy business. But are you being the best employee that you can be? Are you taking full responsibility for the opportunities that are given to you in all aspects of your life? But in particular, let's talk for a minute about ambient energy. These are some facts, okay? Absolute facts. I don't need to look at a computer print. I don't have access that from historic situation or even a current situation on what goes on with ambit, how many people are successful versus aren't successful. But I know for an absolute fact that there are a huge higher percentage of people that are not successful after starting their own sales and marketing organization and choosing ambient energy to drive revenue to it. There's more people that fail than succeed. And what do I mean by fail? You know, I'm talking about people that never get a check, or people that get a check for $100 or $200 and don't get their money back. So if you just put in the bucket of people that were not successful in ambient energy are people that didn't make any money. If you take the fee that it costs to get them in, the monthly fee that they paid for as long as they paid their monthly fee, the gasoline to go to meetings or whatever, you take all that expense and you add it up and you splash it against what Ambit Energy sent to them in checks and revenue. And if their expenses were less than their revenue, then in my opinion, that's a business that failed. You know, Ambit Energy didn't fail. They failed themselves. They refused to get focused. You know, when the rates went up, they quit. When they weren't selected for the All-Star team, they quit. When their upline left, they went to another company. You know, same thing as they made second string instead of first string. There's always reasons out there that you can hang your hat on to say, this is why I wasn't successful. But at the end of the day, what you have to do is you have to look in the mirror. And I would ask you this question. We have some very successful people on this call tonight. I won't name names, but very successful people that have made hundreds of thousands of dollars, people that have made tens of thousands of dollars. You know, vast majority of people that I know personally that are on the call tonight have made a several times multiple over what they've got invested in the business financially. Okay? So why is it that people people on this call and so many others that are in Ambit Energy are successful, while there are others that are not. And I would submit to you that the bottom line to it is focus. You know, I've said for years, a consistent, persistent effort over time at a time investment that you're willing to make. Of course, the more time you invest wisely, the more money you're going to make. So if you're investing 3 hours a week, you're not going to make as much as somebody who was working the business 80 or 100 hours a week like I was back in the day. Okay? You know, it's going to be, now, you know, you can, you know, be fortunate and bring Ray Monty into your business week one, and you know, you're going to get a higher return on investment than if you brought Ray, if you never brought a Ray Monty into your business, you know. So, you know, there are some things outside of our control that happen, but it's amazing how the people that work hardest over a longer period of time are the ones that are consistently more successful. Different degrees of success, but get the best and highest return of and on their investment. You know, so as you sit back and you start to do a retrospective search within yourself, and you say, why is my business not working as well as I thought? And you come up with that list, or you have all those reasons that you're telling your spouse, or you're telling your upline, or you're telling yourself. What I'll tell you is that whatever that list is, it's probably the same list that you had 6 months ago. It's probably the same list you had a year ago. It's probably the same list you had 18 months ago or 24 months ago. In other words, what you've done is you've lost your focus as to what's important, and you've started to hone in on making excuses for somebody else, for that it's somebody else's reason, instead of looking within yourself, looking in the mirror, and say, I've got to take charge. You see, those NFL players that said, I'm going to take charge, I'm going to win at all costs, I'm going to practice harder than everybody else, I'm going to stay in the weight room longer than everybody else, I'm going to study film more than anybody else, I'm not getting off of my training regimen in the off season and eating poorly and not exercising, I'm going to continue to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year after year after year after year, until I achieve the dream, which is to, you know, play in the world championship game and to eventually win the world championship. And the vast majority of people don't get there. Why? Not because there's not an opportunity to get there. It's because they don't get there because they don't have the focus, and they're not willing to pay that price. You know, some little bump happens in the road and it throws them off, and every once in a while they'll get back on track, and then something else happens and that throws them off, and then they start buying into what they hear, you know, somebody else saying about this, or they read on the internet, or they get persuaded to think that something else, you know, something else has come along that's better than what they currently have. You know, the grass is always greener on the other side, but when you look at what we have, a public utility unconsciously purchased, habitually used, with no auto ship, and a product that we don't have to do any sales and training on, that everybody already uses and needs, you know, when you've got a public utility unconsciously purchased, habitually used, how in the world can you think some lotion, potion, and pill that's got some story attached to it that, you know, came from some double-blind study out of some lab that you never know who those people are, what their credibility is, from some, you know, plant out of an African jungle that nobody else has, and a proprietary, you know, pharmaceutical-grade delivery system is better than a public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used. You know, I'm in my bedroom right now. The television's on. It's on mute. The light's on. The ceiling fan's on. The phones are plugged. Our refrigerator's running. Our heater's going right now. There's a vent fan going on in the bathroom. There's blue lights, green lights, and red lights all over our house, charging this, charging that. Our room is being charged because we ran that this afternoon. You know, there's electricity being burned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year in the McClure household. Look around where you are. You're burning electricity 24/7, 365. Everybody you know is burning electricity 24/365, and everybody they know is burning electricity 24/7, 365. And you start to think about the power of that. you know, we get unfocused. We get wrapped up into what the competition's doing or what's going on with this or what's going on with that. We quit looking for ways to win. And it's the lack of that focus that doesn't ever allow us to play in the Super Bowl of financial freedom. You know, it's that Super Bowl of financial freedom that we all want, but we're not willing to pay the price. Even if we've got the greatest coach, the greatest program, we've got everything going our way, everything we need, all the components are there. You know, it's just like having, you know, a race car. If you don't get in it, turn it on and put it into gear and push the accelerator, all you've got is a pretty race car. You know, the bottom line is that you have to determine, am I willing to pay the price? Am I willing to stay focused? You know, now, I, in no way, shape, or form am I telling you go quit your job or go do something radical. But what I'm saying is and what we talked about in the series that I just finished up, was finding time to go and build your Ambit Energy business and quit finding excuses. It's easy to find excuses. It's easy to do what we want to do versus what we need to do. What do we want to do? I want to never have to work again. I want to go fishing every day of my life because that's what I have a passion for. You know, I want to spend all my time with my family. What I need to do is probably something different than what I want to do. And most people live their lives doing what they want to do versus what they need to do. Identify what it is you need to do to be successful in your Ambit Energy business. Identify what it is to do that you need to do, not want to do, but what you need to do to be able to walk in someday and fire your boss. What is it that you need to do to cause that to happen? And then, do you have the gumption? Do you have the fire? Do you have the drive? Are you willing to you know, get hit over and over again? You willing to be told you didn't make the All-Star team, that you're on the second team, that you can't play in this league, you have to play in the B league instead of the A league? Are you willing to be rejected by every major Division I school and have to go play Division II or Division III and keep seeing the job through and seeing the job through and seeing the job through and going to the combine for the NFL and not rating very high and not getting drafted, but then walking on to some club and getting on the taxi squad and being on the taxi squad for a couple of years, and then somebody gets hurt and you get called up and finally you've given that opportunity to be in that arena for that special day to prove that you deserve a spot to play with the big boys. And when you were given that opportunity, you took that opportunity, and they never sent you back down to the taxi team. In fact, other team recognized you. They liked you so much. They traded for you. They got you. You got a starting position, and you played in the Super Bowl today. What do you want to do? You want to play in the Super Bowl, or do you want to just quit? You know, do you want to do what you want to do the rest of your life, or do you want to do what you need to do to get to the point where you can do what you want to do the rest of your life? You see, people put want in front of need, but when you're starting out, before you get financially free, you got to put need in front of want. So I challenge you in ending this call to say, what is it that I want, and can I put that aside temporarily to get focused on what I need, and am I willing to pay the price to play in the Super Bowl of life? You know, I can tell you that, you know, success in this business is not easy. No one ever will tell you that it's easy, because it's not. But it's worth it. I'll tell you it's worth it. You know, it's just whether you're willing to pay the price. We're going to open it back up and let everybody say goodnight.